This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. Joining me from the palatial enclave that is the truthaboutguns.com is the editor-in-chief, and his name is Young Dan Zimmerman. Good afternoon, Young Dan.
Good afternoon. How are you, sir?
I'm good. I will tell you this. I went and clicked on the first article there, and there's this picture of Kathy Hochul, and it scares me. She looks like the female mask, Jim, you remember Jim Carrey in the mask? She looks like she's had the full makeup applied.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to attack her look. There's too many other really good reasons to criticize the governor of New York. Number one is that she's...
Shannon Watts, whenever Shannon Watts looks on the camera, it scares me too. It isn't about their looks, it's the look, right? There's a look about tyrants. Tyrants have this look. They're smiling, and there's no mirth.
Well, they're just so convinced of how right they are, and
I guess
stupid you and I are for believing what we believe,
right?
And choosing to exercise our rights as they're laid out under the Constitution. They know far better than we do. They're smarter than we are.
I'm sure.
And we're just a bunch of deplorable crazy, really.
Is that what's behind that smile, you think?
I think so. Because basically she's doing exactly what her predecessor did. Governor Soprano, if you remember back to 2013, ran through a massive gun control bill.
Right.
After Sandy Hook, and he used that attack as justification. This one actually occurred in her state, in her home city. So she jumped right on that and rammed through. And she didn't have to ram very hard because, of course, the New York legislature has never seen a gun control bill it hasn't liked.
Yeah.
So they've now raised the age to buy a semi-automatic rifle to 21 years old, and they've outlawed ghost guns, and they have enacted micro-stamping technology that doesn't even exist yet. There's another one, but it just escaped me. I think they somehow strengthened their ban on so-called high-capacity magazines. I mean, it was already illegal in New York. I'm not sure what they did. Again, I haven't been able to read through these because I'm very curious as to how the bill enacting micro-stamping is worded. If it's going to be like California, which means it will gradually, over time, reduce the number and variety of guns that are available to purchase in New York. That's exactly right. What it's done in California.
Right.
Over the last, 10, 20 years, whatever. So I have not had a chance to see the language of the bill yet. I'm anxious to do that.
Well, I mean, I don't really know what, you know, the guy at Buffalo, he bought a New York compliant AR, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
And I mean to the point of it didn't have a real pistol grip. They took the pistol grip and heated it and bent it back towards the back, right, where it looked more like a regular rifle stock. And they had it where it wouldn't drop the magazine, which apparently that's an easy fix. And
he modified it illegally. I mean, against the law in New York, but laws never stop criminals from committing crimes, and certainly didn't stop this guy. So I'm not sure why she, you know, we've got that picture on our main page of her proudly holding up this list of 10 new bills. I'm sure, I don't know why she thinks any of those would stop the next insane person from doing exactly what this guy did.
Well, the other thing I've noticed about them, and I don't know if you've noticed this too, but like they seem to be completely discounting mental health.
Well, of course, because that's a difficult thing to attack and actually make progress on, and it's very expensive. These types of virtue signaling activities where you can just ram through something and outlaw magazines, certain firearms, and prohibit certain people from buying firearms, that doesn't cost anything. That's very inexpensive. Let me read you something that was written. The new law will limit gun violence through common sense, reasonable reforms that include addressing the risks posed by mentally ill people who have access to guns and banning high capacity magazines and lethal assault weapons. That wasn't Governor Hochul. That was Fredo's older brother,
right?
Back in 2013,
Guido. Yeah.
It turns out that the SAFE Act that he, you know, loved to talk about and claim was the best gun control law in the country
ever
didn't stop a crazy person,
nope,
from doing what he did during the horrible thing that he did. This won't either. Of course, she said she had this to say today. This is a moral moment for the people of New York, but also the rest of the nation. Follow what we did here in New York, and we'll finally start to be at the beginning of the end of all this gun violence and the massacres that are occurring every day in our country. You've got New York, which has some of the toughest gun laws in the country, and you've got Texas, which is a constitutional carry state. Both states had horrible things happen due to insane people. Does anybody think that the laws, or even now more laws, in New York is going to stop what happened before from happening again?
Well, I mean, what happened in Brooklyn with the subway shooter? That the only reason that the subway shooter was obviously not a gun person, because nobody died, which is a great thing, but that's not a feature. It's a bug. Right? That's not a feature. It's a bug. It's due to pure dumb luck that happened there. Two, he didn't know how to clear a stoppage, so he just dropped the gun and ran. But if that can happen there, and what difference would it make with micro-stamping? I can't figure that out to save my life. Micro-stamping is the biggest sham out there. I would love to be a hitman in a micro-stamping state. Do you know what I would do? I would go to the range after the micro-stamping is imposed, and I would go find five or six different rounds, five or six different casings, you know, that have the micro-stamp on them, and then I would pull my firing pin out and just take an emery board to it and get rid of my micro-stamp and stick it in there, and I would go in there, and I would do my job and drop all these casings I found off the range that would belong to 12 different people and let them try to figure that part out. That's what micro-stamping would do. And I'm no genius with this, but anyway, we're coming up on the first break, and this article is the lead article, or it was when I got on the website just a minute ago, at thetruthaboutguns.com. It is just got put up there by Dan, and if you want to find the fastest, quickest, true breaking news in the gun culture, this is where you got to go. This is where you got to go. Thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Hey Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And Dan, you do have an article there where you're trying to, part of it is you're admitting what's going on with President Ron Burgundy, where he's out there smearing everybody that won't go 100% down the road that he wants to go to Tyrant City. But you also have a little graphic up there. It's pretty good. What is an assault rifle, substance versus style?
Yeah, this is something we borrowed from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, which did an honest look at what an assault rifle is. Because as people who are familiar with the 94 ban know and are familiar with any other so-called assault weapons ban that's ever been proposed, that it's always feature-based, and it's always it's a meaningless, there are meaningless distinctions created. In fact, in our graph that shows two Ruger Mini 14 ranch rifles,
right,
or Mini 14 rifles. One's a ranch rifle, and it's got to stop. A wooden stock, and it looks innocuous, and it's perfectly legal. Then it's got a different Ruger Mini 14 below that's outfitted with a collapsible stock and a pistol grip, and it's black rather than wood. It's black synthetic, and that's called a tactical rifle and a semi-automatic. And so they call that an assault-style rifle.
Mm.
Both guns, of course, are exactly the same. They take the same magazines. They shoot the same round. There's literally no difference at all. Below that, they show two different AR platform rifles. One is a Bushmaster XM15, and another is an FN M4A1. One is a standard semi-automatic AR that you can buy anywhere in the U.S. The other is a gun that's equipped with select fire capability that you can fire either semi-automatic or fully automatic. Both guns are hold 30 round magazines. Both guns shoot exactly the same rounds as each other. In fact, they shoot the same round as the Mini 14 above. One is perfectly legal to buy. One isn't, without jumping through an awful lot of Gun Control Act of 1934 hoops. So, again, it's just the people who want to ban assault rifles forget about the efficacy of the law, which wasn't. The people who want to ban them don't know anything about guns, and they don't know how to write laws that even begin to make sense, because they make these things based on meaningless features like collapsible stocks and pistol grips, which they think somehow make certain firearms more deadly.
Well, firearms are deadly because they shoot a bullet. They have a barrel. Bullet exits barrel.
Firearms are deadly because some people choose to point them at other people and pull the trigger.
Right. Well, I mean, that's...
It doesn't matter if it's a 22 or if it's a 44 Magnum.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. That's the thing I keep trying to point out. The weapon is between the ears.
Exactly.
The weapon is between the ears.
It's almost as if guns don't kill people. People kill people.
Uh-huh.
I know I've heard that somewhere before.
I've heard it everywhere. Here's a problem. In 2004, the Justice Department did a study, because that was when it was getting ready to sunset, right? 2004. That was the year it was going to sunset.
Correct.
And they found that there was not a... the effect on gun violence was likely to be small at best and perhaps too small for reliable measure. That's what they said. Then enter... You ever heard of James Allen Fox?
I think I've heard the name.
Yeah, he's an interesting guy to talk to. I've talked to him before. He collected data back in 1982 showing that assault weapons account for 24.6% of public mass shootings. But he said they're not as commonplace in mass shootings as some gun control advocates believe. And this he said in 2013. And he said that semi-automatic handguns, 47.9%, are far more prevalent in random massacres than firearms would typically be classified by the press as an assault weapon. So, did it make a difference? Not really. It didn't make any. I mean, the thing is, when it doesn't make a difference, this is a thing. The use of these in these rampage killings, statistically, as bad as it is when it does happen, is a statistical blip. And the biggest thing, statistically looking at these things, that is the common denominator, is gun-free zones. So.
Gun-free zones and crazy people. Exactly.
Yeah.
There was also a study that was paid for by the Department of Justice back in 2004, written by a guy named Christopher S. I don't know if he pronounces Coper or Copper, which looked at the effectiveness of the ban. And they could only say that it was inconclusive whether the ban had any effect at all, because the number of mass shootings was so small, both before and during the ban, that they weren't statistically capable of coming to any conclusion as to whether the ban made any difference at all. That's how few shootings are done with so-called assault weapons. Again, as you said, when they are used that way, they're terrible. But they're also terrible when it's done with handguns. Fort Hood, just because he used handguns, 22s, I believe, at least one 22, that was no walk in the park. He killed a lot of people that day.
Let me get you to hold on right there. We'll pick this up on the other side, talking a very important topic with Dan Zimmerman from thetruthaboutguns.com, off of an article that is right there on the front page, like all things, every day. TheTruthAboutGuns.com is leading the way in giving you that breaking news about what's going on, good, bad, or indifferent, within the gun culture. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is back in session, and the Senate Minority Leader is blaming Democrats for sky-high gas prices.
Today, the average price of gas in America reached a new record high. There's now just one state
in our whole country where average prices haven't passed $4.30.
Kentucky Republican Mitch McConnell also criticized spikes in prices for other household expenses like appliances and furniture. He says Democrats' reckless spending is to blame. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has survived a confidence vote.
The vote in favor of having confidence in Boris Johnson as leader was 211 votes, and the vote against was 148 votes.
Members of Johnson's Conservative Party started calling for a vote after months of pressure over parties during COVID lockdown. USA Radio News. The Supreme Court will be issuing decisions on topics such as abortion, immigration, and the Second Amendment rights this month. Appearing on Fox and Friends, Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee says the most controversial decisions are typically announced at the end of June.
The Supreme Court essentially always adjourns by the end of June, and so I suspect the latest we could see a decision would be June 30th, which this year falls on a Thursday, could easily be that day. But in theory, it could also be as soon as today.
Russian rockets struck Kyiv for the first time in more than a month on Sunday. Ukraine saying the strike hit a rail car repair works. Moscow claims its missiles destroyed tanks Eastern European countries had sent to Ukrainian forces. This attack on Kyiv was the first big strike since late April when a Russian missile killed a journalist. As of 9 a.m. Eastern Time, President Biden has nothing on his public schedule for Monday. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joined again by Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from TheTruthAboutGuns.com, and they're out there right now. The Democrats, and let me ask you a question with this, with the Democrats and as far as all the things they want. Democrats want to ban, and it seems like to me, and this is too, what they should be saying is, you guys have, we have left these schools completely unguarded forever. So let's not get out there and worry about how they're being killed. Let's worry about the fact that they are being killed, and they're being killed because they are sitting ducks. We guard politicians, we guard banks, we guard the cockpit of airplanes, we guard all kinds of things with guns, and yet with children, for some stupid reason, we don't want to guard them with guns. And yet everybody's always out there blaming the gun for our inability to actually get out there and make the hard choice and say, you guys should arm up because you guys are sitting ducks.
Well, in fact, we have a wide range of things going on in this country, and it varies by state. There are cities and states where they think having an armed security person, a school resource officer, basically a cop in the school, is somehow detrimental to education, intimidating to the students, and want to leave kids completely at the mercy of some horrible attacker. Again, the chances of any of what happened in Uvalde happening in any school is infinitesimal, and lightning strikes small. But that doesn't mean it doesn't happen. It happened in Parkland. It happened in Sandy Hook. And it's god-awful when it does happen. Again, there are schools that the schools and districts and cities where they want no part of any kind of armed protection in schools. Then there are states like Texas where we do have armed protection in schools. Unfortunately, in Uvalde, their school resource officer wasn't there that day. He was off campus. I don't know what, never heard the full story, and I don't think we've heard the full story yet as to exactly everything that happened in Uvalde. But that they had a school resource officer, and he was off campus at the time the killer got there. Then, of course, you've got the disastrous response afterward by the police officers, and we haven't heard the full story there yet either. It's probably going to take months for all that to come out. But you're right about the protection. You need locked doors. You need single points of entry. You need people on campus who are armed, whether that's a school resource officer, whether those are veterans, you know, who volunteer to patrol school. It's going to vary from state to state, and it's going to be different things in different places. And different schools are going to choose to do it differently. Some choose to allow teachers to go through training and carry firearms themselves, teachers and administrators and other staff. It could be custodians. It could be anyone. But, you know, Utah has that program. I think Ohio has that program. And it varies from, and that isn't a mandate statewide. They leave that up to each individual school district to make their own decisions how to protect themselves best. But they do allow schools to make those choices. There are places where they think the very idea of having armed people in schools is anathema, horrible, disgusting, completely out of bounds.
Well, okay, so here's the thing, though. If they want to do that, right? Now, this is one thing I haven't even heard this conversation go in this direction. Let's look at, like, these two, Buffalo and Uvalde, 18-year-olds. At the beginning of the COVID lockdown, they were 16-year-olds. They've been allowed to stew in their own juices, gestate, if you will, develop whatever, you know, refine their little, whatever mental health issues they were already having. And they did it in isolation, and they did it online, and they did it without any socialization and everything else. And in the interim, they've introduced CRT, where if you're Caucasian, that means you are an oppressor and you should hate yourself. And if you're anything other than Caucasian, well, you're one of the oppressed and you should hate the oppressor. And plus, if you're a boy, you might want to be a girl. And when they take all of these kids and they take them and put them in these schools, and they come out the other end and they develop into a self-centered narcissist because they've been, you know, they get a trophy for showing up. And then that narcissist turns around and comes back at them. And these are the same people saying, no, guns in the schools are intimidating for the children. They can't learn in a place where there's guns. Never mind what we're not actually teaching them anything. But they can't learn. If we were trying to teach them something, they wouldn't be able to actually learn anything because guns would be in the schools. Is that basically the plate we're being served?
Well, as we said earlier, there's a lot of things going on here. We are not a country that handles mental health well, doesn't provide a lot of resources to people. Decided decades ago, half a century ago, to deinstitutionalize most of the people in mental health institutions in this country. As you said, the lockdown situation for 2 years. Year and a half plus, well, depends, you know, varied in different states. That didn't do kids any good either. Studies are coming out left and right now, some from the federal government itself, talking about the anxiety, depression, and other mental health problems that this created in kids all over the country. To what extent that affected these two, I don't know. I don't know. Certainly don't know enough about these individuals in terms of CRT and racial things. One of these kids was white. One of these kids wasn't white. I don't know how much. I'm not going to try to diagnose. Unlike most talking heads on television, who start talking about these things 5 minutes after they become news and long before we even know exactly what happened, I'm not going to try to diagnose what happened in each of these situations. I do know that based on the manifesto that the New York kid produced, which was extensive, he said himself that he had 2 years at home to explore some of the beliefs he developed online because he wasn't in school, and that helped radicalize and sort of percolate, and that obviously didn't do that kid any good. So I think it's fairly safe to say that had something to do with what happened in Buffalo. As for the kid in Uvalde, I don't think we have enough information yet.
Yeah, he didn't survive that, so he's not around to question. But I know they're going to forensically put back together some stuff. But anyway, we're coming up on the last break. These articles that I reference, I never go to thetruthaboutguns.com until Dan's going to come on, because I can literally make this show thetruthaboutguns.com radio. If Dan ever offers me the job, I'm taking it. Because they are literally the breaking news in the gun culture. Go check them out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and at most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, we're speaking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com, and you have a very interesting article that I think you wrote or you put up or something. We came out June the 5th. There's a lot Biden can do right now about gun crimes, but he doesn't want to. And you point out one thing that I've often wondered about. Because when somebody fails a background check, typically someone who knows that they shouldn't be on the, shouldn't fail a background check, they're going to, what do? They tell the, ask the dealer to call them up and find out what's going on or something like that, because, you know, names can be the same or mistakes can be made. But when somebody actually fails the background check and you know they failed it, they don't do anything about that, do they?
Very infrequently. I remember it was back during the Obama years, and he was talking about gun control laws, and people on our side were pointing out that, look, we've got lots of gun control laws, and we've got all kinds of people who fail background checks all the time, and only, I think it was that year, there was one year that only 13 of them were actually prosecuted. And obviously, people fail gun control or 4473 background checks for all kinds of reasons. They're not all criminals, but some of them are. Some of them are felons who are trying to, are dumb enough to try and fill out a 4473 and go through a background check, and it catches some of them. And when it does, that means that they lied on that 4473, sort of like the president's son probably did. But anyway, now I can't take credit for this article. This was written by, this is a, one of our quotes of the day written, and it was an excerpt from an article by Kevin Williamson in National Review.
And he was pointing out just that, that there are people who do this, who fill out, who lie in their 4473s, and that's the things aren't followed up on. And there's and there are others too. He said when the federal government finds out that a sale that should not have been stopped is in process because of the time limit, and again, this is there's a 3-day limit that the FBI has to process a background check, and after 3 days, the gun store doesn't have to, but can go ahead and process that sale. Anyway, if that sale does go through, and it's later determined that that person should not have been sold a firearm, the government does absolutely nothing about that. They don't send somebody out and say, "Hey, give us that gun back."
In the case of Dylann Roof.
Exactly. That's probably the most prominent case of it. President Biden considers that a loophole, and wants to extend that time period, maybe indefinitely. I'm not sure specifically if he even knows what he's talking about, but he isn't the only person. A lot of people want to extend that period that the FBI has to complete a background check from 3 days. The most frequent number I've seen is 10 days. The problem with that, of course, is that can be turned into a de facto waiting period.
Well, and plus that 3-day period was put in place when they designed the background check as a check on the government, right? That's a check on the government, so they can't drag it out.
Correct. Exactly. That was when the Brady Bill was written long ago, and the background
check
was created
by Joe Biden, right?
I'm sure he was involved. Because if you ask him, he's been involved in every gun control bill that's ever been passed.
Yeah.
But you're right. Yeah, it was a limit so that the government couldn't, at worst, create a waiting period of more than 3 days. Because if they did that, or if, you know, the government shut down and the FBI stopped processing background checks for whatever reason, if 3 days goes by and a gun store, you know, none of the background checks that a gun store tries to process gets done within 3 days, they can go ahead and sell those guns anyway. Now, if you do that, if you extend 10 days, that's a huge extension of what could be, isn't, and hasn't been, but could be turned into a de facto national waiting period.
Sure.
If the FBI drags its feet, if there's a government shutdown, if who knows what reason. But the reason it's there is to put a limit on the FBI and say, look, you should be, especially in a computerized age, you should be efficient enough to process background checks within an hour at most. Most of the time it happens instantly. Certainly within an hour, but if you drag your feet and have some sort of screw up and problem, and you can't do within 3 days, the retailer can process that sale if they choose to.
Sure. Well, now, let me ask you a few questions. Let's play this game, shall we? So if you suddenly become a prohibited person on the background check list, should you get some notification of this? I guess from the FBI, since they're the ones that run this, should you be able to get this so you can seek recourse? Should you come down on the no sell list, as it is, and actually do something about it? And then also, if you are notified that you're on the background, you can't buy a gun now. You won't pass the background check. If you try to go buy a gun anyway and lie on the 4473 or any of the other things that they say are federal, you know, they're felonies, you're in big trouble if you do them, but nobody ever gets any trouble, should they start actually going after these people?
Well, if somebody is determined to be a prohibited person and therefore won't pass a background check, you would think that they would get a letter from the DOJ saying, you are not considered a prohibited person and cannot purchase a firearm.
Right.
You shouldn't find that out
When you're trying to buy the gun.
By going in and getting a no answer at a gun store. Now, most of the time, people know that. Most of the time, people know if they've been convicted of a felony. There are domestic violence. There's a lot of reasons people can be considered a prohibited person. So the government should send a letter out. But I'm pretty darn sure they don't send a letter out if you end up somehow on the no-fly list either. You find that out when you try to buy a plane ticket and told you can't do that. There are a lot of things that the government should do they don't do. But yes, if somebody is a felon and they go in and they try to buy a gun, that is de facto means that they've lied on their 4473 and they've committed yet another felony. The government should do something about that. Do they? No. You know, they actually follow up on those just a tiny fraction of the time. I have no idea what kind of manpower it would take to actually follow up on those things. But I have a feeling that if they did and prosecuted those people, I mean, there's a whole other range of crimes that those people are committing and probably will commit that that would be stopped if they did that. It's like stopping someone for a speeding violation and finding out they've got a warrant, there's drugs in the car, there's all
got a kid in the trunk, something like that.
Yeah, exactly. That's how a huge number of criminals are picked up.
Off of a busted taillight. We're running out of time. As usual, Dan, thank you very much for taking the time to join me. It's always an enlightening discussion. Even if Dan talks me down sometimes, and I appreciate that because sometimes I need talking down because I may be going around the bend. Thank you for joining me, sir.
It's always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hour number 3 is inbound. When we get back, it's just going to be me, so I guess I'm just going to be ranting. Yeah, that'll be it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.